Parshat Tetzaveh has the rules for the Kohanim, their Begadim, and Pasuk tells us that Aaron and his sons, meaning telling us that it's the job of the Kohanim to light the menorah. And also, the Parsha tells us that Moshe should appoint Aaron and his sons to be the Kohanim. So, wait a minute. Aaron and his sons are appointed to be the ones to light the menorah before they're appointed to be Kohanim, seemingly. So, Moshe Feinstein says that's the idea, that Aaron and his sons are selected, Aaron is selected to be the one to light the menorah in virtue of him having been Aaron, whoever he was until now, as a leader of the Jewish people, as a role model, as a Rodef Shalom, as a Machanech, whatever role Aaron had. I would refer to him as Aaron HaKohen, so we know what we're talking about, but understand that now he's becoming Aaron HaKohen. But whatever role Aaron HaKohen had until now is the reason he's being chosen to be Aaron HaKohen, meaning he's getting the HaKohen now. So he's chosen to be the one to light the menorah, and now he and his sons are being chosen to be the Kohanim. So he says, Rav Moshe Fein says, Adarabba, Aaron HaKohen, Shayach L'Zelafim Asav. Already his actions made him worthy of being the one to light the menorah. And that is why, Mizeh Zacha Gamla Vata Akrev, that's why he's the one who became the Kohen Gadol. Because the light of the menorah is, exemplifies or symbolizes the light of Torah spreading the light of Torah to the world, spreading the light of Torah and mitzvot. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, and he points out that there are many more examples than just the ones that he has here, but we can learn many, many important chinuch lessons from the rules of the menorah. How so? Well, let us start with this first one. The first one says that when you light the menorah, you have to light it. You have to make sure that when you're holding the candle there to the flame, to the wick, you have to make sure you hold it there long enough that the wick stays lit, that you shouldn't have to go back and light it again. So he says that's a very important chinuch lesson. Rebbe has to teach a Talmud well enough, the Talmud is now able to understand it on his own and can continue to grow and continue without the Rebbe there to teach him that point again. In other words, when I teach him Aleph, so now he should know Aleph without me. So that tomorrow, me or another Rebbe can now teach him Bet. But if tomorrow the Rebbe has to teach him Aleph again, so then we didn't accomplish anything. So the point is that I'm going to be teaching him so that Mashet Sarich Lahadlik Achetale Me'eleha. Gemara Shabbos and Chaf Aleph tells us, right? We have a whole list. We say Bamemadlikin of all the different oils and types that we can light or not light because we want it to stay lit. That's the goal. The goal is for it to stay lit. And that's true about the candle, but that's also true about the Rebbe and Talmud. Next, there's another halacha we learn in Menachot Pei Vav, that we need it to be Shemen Zach Katit, so that it should never have Shmarim in it. It shouldn't have any of the residue or the pieces of the olive in the oil. It should be pure. So why? So, not why, but what can we learn from that? So we see that the Rebbe has to explain whatever he's teaching in a way that it is Baror V'Zach. Just like we need Shemen Zach, we need the learning to be Zach. The Talmud shouldn't make any mistakes. And it says also that you have to put a Chatzi Lug Shemen, a certain amount of oil, every night. Now, what do we know about nights? How long is a night? Well, it varies depending on different times of the year. We know that there's short summer nights, and we know that there are long winter nights. And anyway, you have to put a chatziluk shemen, which is probably enough for the long winter night, you have to put that amount even in Tammuz, even in the middle of the summer, so that, what lesson do we learn from that? So we learn from that, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that even your smarter, wiser Talmidim, who are better at learning, so we have to teach them also. We have to, meaning obviously everybody wants to teach the wise ones, but we have to put in the effort and the care into caring for them, not just the regular students. Don't just rely, well, he's smart enough, he'll figure it out on his own. No, the smart Talmud needs also a chatziluk shemen. Because if you just rely on him and his abilities, and you don't teach him enough times, you don't teach him carefully enough, he may make a mistake, and he might not know the material as well. And since we're just relying on him and his skills and his abilities, so he's not going to end up properly prepared and trained for Torah and mitzvah. Corollary, same is true for the weaker students. We don't just say, well, teach those who are great, or the regular, but to leave the weakest students behind. They don't have to grow in Torah because they're not good at it, and it's so difficult. She says that's not the case either. Everybody gets chatziluk shemen, means we put in effort to teach each and every Talmud, to teach the good ones who might be able to hack some of it on their own, and the weak ones who are going to take particularly more effort on our part to teach them. So he says this is important to teach those who learn, to whom ashal the talmidim atofsim maher. We have to help all the Talmidim, those who are the fast, the top of the class, and those who are behind in the, I don't like to use the term, but the slow class, or may have learning disabilities, learning issues, kashe havana, they have issues understanding the material. Those with less of a background, more of a background, you have to teach them all, teach them. And Rav Moshe Feinstein adds the very important words, v'od dvarim yesh lemelaf, and these are not the only lessons you can learn from the candles, but Moshe Feinstein, again, this is Darash Moshe, it's Drasha, it's Moshe Feinstein, on 1 year in Parshat Tetzava, gave this Drasha about important chinuch lessons that you can learn from the menorah and the mikdash. But all of that is learned from the fact that Aaron and his sons were selected to light the menorah even before we are told they were selected to be the Kohanim. In virtue of Aaron being the one who is able to be mechanech people, because of who he was, so he was the one who lights the menorah, from which we learn these ever-important chinuch lessons that we have to teach the student until he's able to understand it on his own. We have to teach the student pure material, clear material, so that there's no mistake, and we have to teach all the students, from the strongest student to the weakest one. These are important lessons for teachers and mechanchim and schools. These are important lessons for parents as well. And all of us in our lives, we should be zoche to spread the message of Torah to others properly, clearly, and include everyone. Shkayach.